So, Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you for this Gaur meditation evening. As I have announced already the last time when we met, we have renamed this program because I really felt that after I don't know how many years, I think almost 10 years or more. More. Yeah. 12, 13 years of Gaura Lila evenings. Not so much has happened in terms of falling in ecstatic love of Godhead. At least there's only one member of our session. And for the last 12 years who has shown really symptoms of advancement. For me to give these evenings Gorilla Katha is really something to where I wish to, let me say, bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the audience in such a way that they can relate to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and understand, yes, it's possible for me to make a contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and yes, it is possible for me to obtain his mercy. In other words, I can enter into a reciprocal relationship. I think the moment a devotee understands that Krishna is more real in my life than my partners, my friends, my anything, then at that moment a relationship starts, and from that relationship a lot of spiritual miracles will happen. I nowadays ask the Hare Krishna devotee, what if there really is a Krishna? Because they don't believe it, I found out. They understand it religiously, but not spiritually. That means by an experience and by a deep faith. So in renaming or reshaping the format of the Gaura Lila evening, I hope that you will all feel Mahaprabhu in a much more, real way in your life, and that you will dare to enter a relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that will empower you in many, many aspects of your life. We will ask you, like last time, to meditate. Because meditation is a process whereby which you invite the object of your meditation into the most important place of your in your life, your own heart. No? He's no longer outside. When we meditate, the object of our meditation is no longer outside of us, distant from us, but we ask him to come, as Narottam Das Thakur says, Hridaye Mandir, in the temple of the heart. So I invite you to engage more with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how we will do this time, you will see. I also am very happy that we have many devotees. Yes, I think somehow the sound sounds very amazing today. Hare Krishna. Danke schön. Thank you so much, Anandavada. Wow. Maybe there is a little echo or something, or feedback or something. Yeah? Please, so tomorrow, as you know, is Gopunim evening. I have heard that in some places today is Gopunim. In the Bhaktivedanta Manor in England, for instance, today the actual festival of Gopunima takes place. Is it in Germany, in Goloka Dham, today is Gopunim? You were celebrating in the morning in Goloka Dham, and now here, or? You came yesterday already. Fantastic. So for us here in Berlin, we are a little late, like many of us are a little late in the spiritual life, but we are catching it also. Tomorrow is our festival, and today we want to tune ourselves into the occasion. Is that all right? So please join me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the situation in India was very bad. Politically, there were always disturbances because India was under the rule of foreign invaders. There were revolts, conspiracy in the Brahman, so the Brahmanas did not do much to help the situation. There was fanatical caste discrimination, murder, and excessive indulgence in drugs, sex, and alcohol. The situation was so bad that the foreign invaders came to the temples, robbed the deities and broke them in front of the believers, and they took the broken part and gave them to butchers, to slaughterers, to be used as weights in selling meat. And a hand of the Lord on one side and something from the cow on another side of the scale. It was really intolerably bad. The capital town of Navadvip, of Bengal, Navadvip, was at that time the Oxford of India. It means you would find the big professors of logic, of grammar, of philosophy. But all these Bhattacharyas, all the Chakravartis and all the Mishras knew nothing about the worship of Krishna. They only knew about the rules in the Vedas describing karma kanda activities which would promise people an enjoyment. If you would go with a microphone and record what was in the mind of most people, they would say, we all have to die. Religious people have to die and atheistic people have to die. So it's wise to enjoy as much as possible what nature has to give us before we die. It is a little bit like the faithless societies modern in modern times. Who say wisdom of life is to enjoy everything which the world has to offer you. When the devotees of Lord Krishna, who were there, saw the fallen state of the society, they felt unlimited distress in their hearts. They thought, how will these people be delivered? The whole world is simply enjoyed and absorbed in meaningless material enjoyment. Now it's very interesting. In Navadvip there were many exalted eternal associates of Lord Krishna, led by the great Advaita Acharya. There was Srivas Pandit and his three brothers. There was Chandrashekhar, Jagadish, Gopinath, Murari Gupta, Sriman Pandit, Sri Garuda Pandit, and also Gangadas. And all these devotees did their private worship. They had not much contact amongst themselves. They did not really know about each other. Because they could not find anyone who was interested in Krishna. They responded to an invitation of a great personality who knew everything, Advaita Acharya. He had his house in Shantipur. And he would hold regular devotional gatherings like we are trying to do in the Dharmakasa. There was discussion about Krishna, about his pastimes. And soon a little group formed around Advaita Acharya of faithful devotees. Advaita Acharya, looking at the state of the world, felt deep compassion in his heart. He thought, this is too fallen. The people are too lowly sunken. Only if Krishna takes a personal avatar, an appearance, can these people be saved. And therefore, he went to the banks of Mother Ganga. He made a little altar from the sand of Mother Ganga and he placed his deity of the Lord, Shila, on the altar and began to worship the deity constantly with Ganga water and Tulsi. There is a verse in the Gotamiya Tantra that if you wish to have the Lord in your life, you must worship him with Ganga water and Tulasi, and then he will appear. In our lives in Gaura Bhavan, we have also now Gopal, the Shila. And we are worshipping him regularly with tulsis, which are growing in the apartment one story above us. But we still have to bring Ganga water every day. That is in the process. And then Krishna might appear even in Neuruppin and even in the hearts of the older devotees in Neuruppin, who have to again invite him and call for Krishna. My dear devotees, I want to ask you a question today. When do you think does Krishna appear? When will he appear for you also? Have you ever dared to think about this impossible thought? God, is there anything which induces him to appear? Yes, there is. It is the loving calling of his devotee. Please come. Please come, my Lord. Please come into my life. Do you remember Draupadi? How she was in great trouble in the sabha or court of the Kauravas? And do you remember that no one could save her from being publicly dishonored? What did she do? She called, "Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, hey Janardhan, hey Madhusudan." And then Krishna came and covered her with cloth. Do you remember the elephant Gajendra, who was viciously attacked by a crocodile? And do you remember how he took his trunk with a lotus flower and he called out to Krishna, and Krishna appeared? Do you remember this? In the same way, Advaitacharya now was sitting at the banks of the Ganga. He's also called Advaita Singha, the lion, and he began to call to Krishna. He thought, if my Lord descends, then all these fallen souls will be delivered. My name is Advaita Singha, and it will be justified when I cause the descent of the beloved Lord of Vaikuntha. I will make the Lord appear, and we shall dance and we shall sing. And in this way, all the fallen living entities will be delivered. With great determination and feeling strong distress in his heart, Advaita Acharya every day went to his place at the banks of the Ganga and worshipped. Shivas Pandit and his brothers, who came regularly to Advaita Acharya, were infused with the Bhakti Shakti. And he and his three brothers decided to sing kirtan in their house. Every evening they met, but the atheistic people around protested. They were thinking, what if the Mohammedan king hears about it and becomes, his attention is coming here into our neighborhood? So they went to Srivas Pandit and said, stop your kirtan. But how can someone who appreciates the sweet taste of Krishna, which is like better than the best of honey, stop singing the holy name of the Lord? Finally, one morning, the atheists came and said, we will break your house into pieces and throw it together with you on top of the house into the Ganga, and then zhup, you will go into another country. In this way, they thought to defend their peace and their material happiness. When the devotees heard that the atheists were speaking in this way, they were filled with distress and they began to cry and chant Krishna's name. Seeing the atheistic behavior amongst the people, hearing about their attacks to them, and not having peace for even a moment in their hearts, the devotees of Krishna fell in deep grief. Advaita saw this. And when he heard about these things, he became as angry as fire. He did not look if he was dressed properly or not. And he spoke to all the Vaishnavas. He said, "Listen, Srivas, listen, Gangadas, listen, Shuklamba. The people of this world are misguided due to the lack of Krishna consciousness. I will make Krishna descend for all to see. He will personally come and deliver one and all. Along with devotees like yourself, he will deliver everyone by preaching the necessity of devotional service. If I fail to do this, I will manifest my forearm form. And I will take my Sudarshan disc and I will cut the head of the atheists. It will look better." In this way, I will confirm that Krishna is my Lord and I am his servant. Now, you must know one thing. When in the Gaudiya scriptures, there are such statements like the one which you have just heard and which has given a cultural expression of displeasure into your face, they do not think of doing this actually. In Gaudiya, we are vegetarians. There are no violences. There's no violence to non-believers. But what you hear here is an expression of great temperament, of great conviction, seeing how people are very, very much fallen and they need to be wakened up. So Advaitacharya began to loudly cry for Krishna in great spiritual ecstasy. It is said that his sound vibration went through the coverings of the universe and began to shake the throne on which the Lord was sitting. It was so loud. It was moving. Often Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "I came because Advaitacharya didn't give any peace to me any longer. He was crying for me as loud as a trumpet. And therefore I came." This is eagerness, my dear devotees. When you're crying, becomes is no longer half-hearted, but full-hearted and full-throated. Then the Lord will certainly appear. Lord Chaitanya saw at that time the suffering of his devotees and deciding to spread a flood of love and drown everyone in his love, he disappeared first in the bodies of Jagannath Mishra and then Sachi Devi. Ananta Deva, his servant, who glorifies him with 1,000 mouths, was so happy when he saw that the Lord has had descended, that he was always around the house of Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, and he would praise with 1,000 voices, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Imagine you live here in the castle and you hear outside the whispering wind, or a voice like the whispering wind, Krishna, Gauranga, Radha Kunya Vihari. You hear it everywhere. Then you might also start to chant in ecstasy. So Jagannath Mishra and his wife Sachi Devi heard this glorification of Krishna, and they began to manifest a brilliant effulgence like the sun. Ordinary people, Hare Krishna, could not understand. At that time, just like it was before Krishna's appearance, the demigods appeared around the house of Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, and they began to offer prayer to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was under the heart of Sachi. Anyone who hears these prayers will experience how his mind becomes attached to Krishna. And if we have a little time at the end of this katha, we will actually hear a few of these prayers so that also we can become attached to Krishna and stop suffering because of our attachments to Maya. Is this a good program? Good, good, good. So then when the full moon rose, it was like this full moon. Have you seen already the full moon? When the full moon rose in the months of Falguni, the Lord, who is the shelter of all the universes, decided to appear. But before he appeared, all the auspicious symptoms within the universe became manifested. There was peace, shanti, shanti, shanti. The living entities gave up their mistrust, and even the foreign rulers went down to the Ganga, where the Hindus were chanting the Maha Mantra in great ecstasy, and even they joined the chanting. And amongst the congregational chanting, where everyone from all walks of life and all faiths gave up their inhibition in the midst of this chanting of the Krishna's name, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared with a golden effulgence like melted gold. We will now meditate on Lord Gaurachandra and his devotees, like Advaita, and we will meditate about Advaita Acharya and everyone as they were enthusiastically dancing at the banks of the Ganga. It was dark. No, not dark, there was a full moon, but everyone was dancing and doing a congregational chanting. I want you to actually see in your heart the golden colored Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to also request all of you who are with us on the internet, maybe you want to find a suitable sitting place. I know some of you must be preparing evening dinner for your near and dear ones. This will only take 10 minutes, but please put the electricity on low temperature, that nothing burns. let us go into the situation as it was more than 500 years ago. When the Lord appears, he appears under two conditions. The first condition is that his devotee really wants him to appear. And the second condition is he wants that his devotees have a little faith in him. So please sit straight, but comfortable. Close your busy eyes. And try to be aware of the occasion. Tomorrow is the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the idea which we have is that the Lord can appear to all of us, each single one. We may not be high-class devotees. We may have neglected our spiritual practices on some days, but still we are his devotees, and we need his mercy like a dependent child. Breathe now in and out. And whenever you exhale, and all the air is out, hold your breath for 2 seconds or so before you inhale again. Deepen your breath and try to bring your attention entirely on breathing in and out, and a little more, and hold your seconds. Hold your breath for 2 seconds. Three more breaths. Now bring your attention to your heart space. In the heart, see some golden light. All the light comes from Lord Chaitanya's golden body. He's now there in your heart, trembling while he dances. See him calling out, "Hari Hari," in ecstatic bliss. Look at his beautiful face, overcome with feelings of love for Krishna. See his blossoming lotus eyes. These eyes are filled with a great flood of tears. And see now Advaitacharya and the many other pure devotees dancing. They are overwhelmed with bliss because the Lord has appeared. The advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like an expanding ocean of nectar. The golden moon of Lord Chaitanya creates great waves in the ocean of pure love for Lord Krishna. We will now sing one song. It is Emana Durmati by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The song says, O Lord, I am so unfortunate to have fallen into this material world. But you have sent an exalted soul, one of your own associates, to save me. When this soul, being compassionate upon seeing me in such a fallen condition, came, he said, O humble person, listen to this good advice, by which your heart will become joyful. Listen, listen. To deliver you, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, has descended to the land of Navadvip. He has brought so many poor and lowly souls like you across the ocean of material existence. In order to fulfill the promise of the Vedas, he has appeared with a golden complexion as the son of a Brahmin, known by the name Mahaprabhu. He and his brother, Avadhuta Nityananda, have caused all of Nadia to become maddened in divine ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya, who is directly the son of Nanda, has saved the world by distributing his own holy name. You go. Go, Chelya, Chelya. You go, Chelo, Chelo. You go also and receive your deliverance. O Lord, hearing these words, Bhaktivinoda has come to your lotus feet. Weeping, he tells the story of his life.
Sara, Sara, Sara. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. In conclusion, I would like to again come to my main theme in this Adivas program, that is that the Lord appears when a devotee actually cries for him. There is one verse which says, if there is any price that needs to be paid for this rare gift of Krishna consciousness, then it is the price of eagerness. One must become so eager to have Krishna that he is actually shedding tears for this. And then when the devotee is in this mood, Krishna immediately responds. He cannot keep a neutral position any longer. A position which he maintains towards all, most of the living entities in this world. Krishna is neutral. He says, I do not hate anyone, nor do I especially prefer anyone. I'm neutral. The moment the devotee begins to really want him, then he comes. And there is a very nice verse which Rupa Goswami is using in his Padyavali. He speaks about a particular incident when the Lord, who was in his palace, perceived the urgent prayers of one devotee who was calling out for him for help. He felt a great, great urgency in his heart to save him, and he ran out of his palace. At this moment, a servant came behind him who carried his jeweled shoes, because in Vaikuntha the Lord is not running barefoot like Krishna in Braj or Gauranga. in Navadvip, but he has jeweled slippers, so the servant came. Here, your shoes. But the Lord was in such a hurry, he had no time. He ran right to the place where Garuda was waiting. And his general, Vishvakshena, saw this, and Garuda is a mighty, mighty carrier, a huge eagle. So he wanted to help the Lord to get on the back of Garuda, give him assistance. Almost like in aristocratic times in England, the lords would go in their horses and the servants would help their lords to get up to the horse. So Vishvakshena was there to help the Lord and assist him to mount, to get on the back of Garuda. But the Lord was in such a hurry to save his devotees that he didn't even look in the direction of Vishvakshena. He jumped on the bare back of Garuda and he urged him to fly to the material world. He was thinking in his heart, who is calling me in such desperation, and made such a haste that he forgot everything else. So the prayer goes, let us bow down again and again to the Lord's hurry, to his haste, to save his devotee, which was responsible for his very swift departure. Our problem is a little bit that we have forgotten to cry for Krishna. We mostly cry for ourselves or for those whom we consider very near and dear. But Krishna, well, when I was young and foolish, then I was turning to Krishna. And the reason why this is so, that we are a little bit hopeless. We think, oh, I've tried for so many years, but there were no significant results in my life. Look at me. I'm not a pure devotee by no means. I'm even focused on Krishna very much. And we are very hopeless in a way, and I think we can sympathize with a devotee in such situation. Imagine there is one of your children and he thinks, I don't understand the subject which is taught in school. Why should I even prepare for my examination? I will fail. Mm-mm. Let me spend my time in a more valuable way. And not burden myself. So a devotee also thinks, I have not attained much in this life. And who knows if I will attain much more in a future lifetime? Who knows? And therefore he becomes slack, negligent even in his spiritual practice, and he often drops it. If he is a normal person, he becomes more attracted to material sense gratification. If he is a little cultured, he becomes attracted to ethical things. He becomes attracted to literature maybe, and to his old things. And therefore is no longer so interested in Krishna consciousness. But if a devotee knows, surely I will get the mercy either today or tomorrow, he will not become negligent. He will be eager. He will think, oh yes, Krishna is wonderful. With verses like this, the Goswamis want to give us hope that indeed it is possible to attain Krishna. But I want to ask you a question. How can you get your hope back? How can you get your enthusiasm back? Usually we human beings learn the most from other human beings. That's how we are. When we see other human beings doing something impossible, we think it is possible. I'm thinking of Nanda Dulal, the best of, how do you say, magicians. Do you know, Nanda Dulal can do magic. It is amazing. He must have seen it, that another child did it, or another human being did it, and therefore he is now confident he can do, perform this magical thing, you know. So in the same way as a child learns from other children, you know, your children are learning to use the mobile telephone, to check Instagram, to play with the right finger, the left finger on the mobile telephones, because they see others doing it. And they think, wow, it's not so difficult, I can learn it also. So you need also examples of people who are successful in spiritual life. The normal situation is that when we see we are not successful, we go to others who are not successful and associate with them, because people of the same fiber, the same substance, look for people who have a similar wavelength, a similar idea in life. But we should look for stronger association. And I believe on Gopunim we should especially immerse our mind in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, who came as a Nara, like a human being, displaying the highest symptoms of Krishna consciousness. By learning about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by simply asking him to appear inside of our hearts, we can get strength. We can get a very good, example. Chaitanya Leela is an example. The devotees who are in the Chaitanya Leela, they are serving as an example. And then when we see that example, we become hopeful again. We might even discover that our ecstasy is not a thing of the past, but it is still in the heart, waiting to be lightened up like a little spark who wants to become a flame. So on the beautiful day of Mahaprabhu's appearance, I request you all to pray to the Lord. I will end knowing well that we are coming to the time where we need to end. I mean, we don't want to go so long. I will end with a few prayers, and then I will request you to do your own prayers. When the Devatas came to the house of Jagannath Mishra and they saw Mother Sachi being as brilliant of the sun as the sun, because Mahaprabhu was inside, they began to pray. O Lord, Lord Brahma said, O Lord, I know you will personally appear and perform kirtan with your devotees. Another devata, maybe Shiva, said, O Lord, I know you will freely distribute the treasure of bhakti throughout the world simply due to your causeless mercy. And others said, in this incarnation as a devotee, you will invest all your transcendental energies in the performance of kirtan, Mahaprabhu's kirtans were quite energetic. I have heard that those who came to the kirtan, even who were non-devotees, were you know, captured by the electric bhakti of Lord Chaitanya and started to chant and roll on the ground. The whole world will be filled with the sound of Sankirtan, and pure devotional service will be preached from house to house. Then one demigod spoke about the devotees. He said, the mere presence of those who constantly meditate on your lotus feet will vanquish all inauspiciousness. When your devotees dance, the touch of their feet destroys all the inauspiciousness of this world. When they look around, the glance of these devotees purify the 10 directions. Such are your glories, my dear Lord. Such is the dancing, and such are your servants, that when they dance with their arms raised, all the disturbances are destroyed. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances to Sri Navadvip, where the Lord appeared in the house of Sachi Devi and Jagannath. Gaurari Prema Purushottama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gopunim Mahotsava ki jai. All the enthusiastic devotees who believe in the Lord ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Hare Krishna. So now please turn to the... Yes, we have still a few minutes. Please turn to the altar. The altar is very beautifully decorated. Have you noticed? The deities have flower garlands. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. I think you see him every day, or every second day, or every third day when you come to the temple. Please look at him with your eyes open and your heart open. Day of Lord Chaitanya. I will read to you two verses and then we can pray to the Lord. Look at the hands and the feet of the Lord. He has raised his two golden arms. He trembles as he dances. He loudly calls out Hari Hari in ecstatic bliss. Lord Chaitanya vanquishes the inauspiciousness of this world. To that Lord Chaitanya, whose eyes are like two large lotus flowers, to that Lord Chaitanya, who is immersed in tasting the sweet nectar of pure love for Krishna. To that Lord Chaitanya, who is the best jewel of all incarnations, I offer my respectful obeisances. Now please pray. pray.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. I wish all of you a wonderful Gopunim day. May it be a day where you are absorbing the mercy of the avatars. I have heard that on the appearance day of either great devotees or the Lord himself, there is more mercy than on any other day. So tomorrow, please try to have a peaceful moment alone with the Lord. That will be very good. Also, thank you all for joining us on the computer. Hare Krishna.